Recorded Books presents Soul Raging by Ronnie Kendig. Narrated by Brian Hutchison. Prologue. 3 weeks from now. The devil was once an angel. The gritted out words hung in the stillness of the crippled bunker, and Drew Iliescu hesitated. Finally, he understood the meaning of the phrase, "Be careful who you trust." Head angled toward the M4A1 tucked firmly into his shoulder, the operator was preternaturally relaxed, his finger resting with an experienced calm along the guard. He had come to collect on a debt, repay a wrong done. In Drew's periphery lay the grim scene of what had happened only minutes after he sprinted through the hatch. Bodies laid out. Red emergency lights spinning across pools of blood. Coiled tension tightened the posture of the other operators in black TAC gear, their anger and weapons also trained on him. A firing squad. It was appropriate. It didn't surprise Drew that he'd been found out. That truth had hurled itself all over this nightmare. As an agent, he'd done time in the field, worked in the shadows, lied straight to the face of many a friend and loved one, done things he'd never repeat in civil company. Yet, he hadn't been prepared for this. Palms up, Drew followed the business end of the M4A1 to the man leveraging lethal force against him. He drew in a slow, even breath as he focused on the lead operator, whose face was hidden behind a balaclava.
"Hear me out."
"No," came an angry bark, the voice familiar, the anger familiar.
"No more."
He charged forward a step. "Down," he motioned to the floor. "On your knees, or they'll be mopping your gray matter off the concrete." Swallowing hard, Drew assessed his options. At least, he tried to. It was hard to think past his heartbeat and the staccato grunts of injured personnel in the corner, holding bloody wounds.
"Let's go, O.C.," muttered one of the balaclava-clad men. "Time's up. We got what we need to end this."
The code name wasn't necessary for Drew to know the man before him was Leif Metcalf, but the confirmation gutted him. The kid had unnatural skills, had gone through things nobody should have to, and that told Drew not to break eye contact, not to make a wrong move, because Neothen reaction time was fast and lethal. He'd already failed Leif, but if he had a chance, if he could turn this... How? They were watching him. He wasn't going to give them a reason to interfere.
"Please."
He flinched when Leif's finger flicked at the trigger, as if itching to apply that subtle, dangerous pressure. But when Drew realized he was still standing and not bleeding out, he focused on Leif, on what had changed, his head angle. A simultaneous lift of his shoulder, spine arching, as if he was in pain. Fighting it. Growling, Leif tucked his chin. The heel of his hand thumped his temple. Drew surged forward. A blur came from his right, and with it, pain exploded through his skull. Washed the world gray and buried him. Part 1. Chapter 1. Present day, CIA safe house, Taipei, Taiwan.
"Holy son of a motherless Caesar's golden fudgesicles on Frick Frack."
Groaning through the hammer and gong in his head, Barclay Purcell climbed onto all fours, the floor blurring and wobbling beneath him. He shook his head, only to spin his surroundings into a frenzy. Letting out a low moan as he wrangled the world back into its right-side-up position made his throat burn. He canted sideways.
"Sell!"
Mercy caught and steadied him, then knelt beside him.
"What happened?"
"He..."
"Where's Leif?"
"He..."
The incident careened through his mind in a kaleidoscope of colors and realizations.
"Sugar, honey, iced tea. My skull hurts."
He slumped against the bed, head back as the team seemed to sense the 911 of this situation and crowded into the rear room of the CIA safe house.
"Where's Runt?" Sample complete. Ready to continue?